I want to talk to you today about speaking faith-filled words. Our words have creative power. If you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, just listen to what you're saying about yourself. You are prophesying your future. And too many people go around saying, I'll never get well. I'll never get out of debt. It's flu season. I'll probably get it. This marriage is never going to last. And then they wonder why they don't get any good breaks, and why they don't see situations turn around. It's because they're calling in defeat. They're calling in mediocrity. With our words, we can either bless our future or we can curse our future. When you get up in the morning, you may not feel up to par. You may have some problems. It looks like it's never going to change. But you need to send your words out in the direction you would like your life to go. Instead of complaining and saying, oh, this is going to be a lousy day, I can't stand this job, my spouse never compliments me. No, don't use your words to describe your situation. Use your words to change your situation. You may not feel up to par, but dare to make a declaration of faith. And just say, you know what, this is going to be a great day. I have God's favor. He's directing my steps. Whatever I touch is going to prosper and succeed. You know what you just did? You blessed your future. You called in favor, called in increase, called in good breaks. Let me ask you, what have you been calling in? What are you speaking over your family, over your children, over your health, over your finances? It's not enough to just think it. It's not enough to just believe it. We give life to our faith when we speak it out. Well, you say, Joel, my child is never going to do what's right. He won't listen to me. I don't think he's ever going to get back on course. No, that's just calling in more of the same. You need to change what you're saying. Start saying, Father, I thank you that my child is blessed. He will make good decisions. He is free from every stronghold. He will fulfill his destiny. The fact is, he may be as rebellious as can be, but when you're with your friends, don't talk about how bad he is and how he's never going to change. Speak victory over his life. When they ask how he's doing, just say, you know what? He's blessed. He makes good decisions. He's kind and respectful. He just doesn't know it yet. Those words are like seeds. That is your faith being released. When God hears that, he says to the angels, do you hear what she's saying? She's speaking faith. Angels, I have an assignment for you. Go down there and begin to turn the situation around. That's what it says in Romans 4:17. We have to call the things that are not as if they already are. That means you may not feel well, but you should not go around saying, oh, my back's been hurting me for years. I'm getting so old. I don't think I'm ever going to get better. No, you just spoke defeat into your future. Turn it around. Have a report of victory. I may not feel up to par, but I know it's only temporary. God is restoring health unto me. I'm getting stronger, healthier, younger. My best days are still up ahead. You're going to get what you call in. I have a friend. We used to play basketball a lot together, and he was always kind of negative. He just saw the worst in every situation. When I'd see him and ask what's been going on, he'd say, oh, not much. I'm just getting old and fat and bald. I probably heard him say that 500 times. Here, he was in great shape. He was the star of the football team, had this thick, curly hair. And I know he was kind of just kidding. And I like to kid a lot, but I don't kid about that. I want to keep my hair. I probably hadn't seen him in 15, 20 years. And I saw him one day, I nearly passed out. He had prophesied his future. He was old and fat and bald. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to speak defeat over my life. My declaration is, I'm getting younger. God is renewing my youth like the eagle. I am getting stronger. Health and healing is flowing through me. I'm getting better looking. I'm going to keep my hair. We need to pay attention to what we're saying. I know people that are always tired and run down. You know what they're constantly saying? I'm so tired. I don't have any energy. They have said it so much, it's become a reality. The more we talk about it, the more we're going to call it in. If you wake up in the morning and feel tired and feel lethargic, instead of complaining, you need to start declaring, I'm strong. I'm full of energy. God is renewing my strength. I can do what I need to do today. I know sometimes when we've been traveling a lot, been very busy,